This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
The Bears host rookie minicamp. What Bears rookie are you most curious to see on the grass, as they like to say?
I'm very curious about Luther Burden III.
Yeah.
I want to see the burst. I want to see in and out of breaks. I want to see the fluidity. I want to see all the things that made him, in some people's eyes, one of the top 15 players on the draft board.
Luther, stud. Yeah, I mean, you saw the highlights, right? I mean, he's a playmaker waiting to happen.
You know, that's the kind of guy who'd be a star of that kind of minicamp because of speed. He should be moving at a different level than other guys.
Went to the same high school, I believe, as Jameson Williams. J-Mo texted me right after we took him. He said, you got a dog just like me.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
We're ripping this thing down to the studs, and we're going to build it up.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. A very glorious and blessed Friday to you, Mr. David.
Hallelujah. Happy Friday, Mully.
Oh, my gosh.
What a day Thursday was in Chicago.
Holy cow.
We made it to the weekend. Happy Friday, as Dustin says on the pregame show.
I got to tell you.
You got to be just very, very excited.
I'm so over the moon at the idea that we have a Pope from Chicago. That blows my mind. I can't wrap my mind around it. And the amount of fun people were having, the amount of different goofy photos that I was sent with various, you know, Cubs, Sox,
Twitter was
Bears.
A happy place, and that seldom happens.
It was hysterical. Yeah.
Social media was a place to find a lot of humor, a lot of joy, and certainly excitement, because not only is Pope Leo the first American Pope, but he's from Chicago.
Yes.
He's from
South Side guy becomes Pope.
Sox fan becomes Pope.
Well, no. I mean, he's a Chicago sports fan.
I know. But
you know, the Ricketts are Catholics, so I'm sure he'll go to a Sox game.
Are the Cubs still
the Cubs game.
Clamoring and hoping that
I think
the initial report was actually true?
I think they were very excited. And I don't know that everybody who is not from Chicago understands how Chicago kind of works and the way people get kind of possessive about different things. But we, as a as a wonderful Midwestern city, have somehow landed a pope. David, I never thought in my lifetime I would see an American pope, let alone a guy from the South Side. And, you know, by all accounts, just a wonderful person. And, you know, it's very thrilling. I of course, was also a South Side seminarian. So it's hilarious to me.
So was there ever a day when a young Mike Mulligan, when you were at Quigley South, would dream in the afternoon in study hall and think, one day I could be...
No,
pope.
In fact, like one of the reasons I got out is because I couldn't be pope. There was nowhere to go. That's a joke.
One day, the reason I got out.
No, I'm just kidding around.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you know, to be a priest, you have to have a vocation, and unfortunately, I didn't have one. But myself and my two older brothers went there. My parents were immigrants and very good Catholics, and you know, they gave us their religion, and we've tried to pass that down to our children. It's not as easy as it would seem ostensibly, and I'm just saying because my brothers and I grew up in different places, and you know, we have created some Catholics, but I just don't know. It's a difficult thing to keep going.
It's
of your parents.
It's a remarkable story, though.
It's unbelievable.
It's a remarkable story for Chicago.
It's so great.
It is, and the fun that people had yesterday was understandable because
it was hilarious.
How quickly did the story go from the Pope is from Chicago to is he a Sox or a Cubs fan?
Oh, that was so funny.
It was very funny. And the Cubs tweet, I think, is still up there claiming on the marquee that he is a Cub fan,
and then
his brother telling WGN News he actually was a Sox fan, and we have a video, or not video, it's a picture, right?
From we him have a picture
at the 2005
of him
World Series.
At the 2005 World Series. He's on the phone. He's obviously calling upstairs.
There are other photos of him. Last August, he was in town at the Aurelio's in Homewood.
Yes, with his family.
The original one. Yeah. Yes. So he's a very relatable guy.
I talked to Mitch yesterday, and he, you know, Mitch is just the best. And he was saying, between the two of us, you know, Mitch lives on the South Side and I grew up there. Between the two of us, we got to know somebody that knows this guy. Like, we've got to have some connections. I was exchanging a text with a friend of mine last night, and he was telling me his kids went to St. Rita, and his wife still works with the Augustinians, and she was at an event last year. He spoke. She met him. She spoke with him for about 10 minutes. This is
before
any of this.
He was a substitute teacher at St. Rita, I believe.
He had, back in the day, so his mom was apparently a librarian at Mendel.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in the day, he ended up, he taught some classes at Mendel, and then he was a substitute at St. Rita. Someone sent me a thing about that with the line in it, which I couldn't. He taught physics as a substitute teacher at St. Rita, and someone said that was the Pope's first miracle, teaching St. Rita kids physics. I could not stop laughing at that, but like he was at St. Rita, which is now where Quigley was located. So I went to school at Quigley. Quigley closed down. We stopped producing priests, and they closed Quigley, and St. Rita was at 63rd and Western on 63rd Street, and it moved into the into where our school was, Quigley South, which is where the Pope came when he was in Chicago many years ago. Pope John Paul II addressed the American bishops there. So it was pretty extraordinary that a place, and I saw a photo of him meeting the Pope during that trip, which is absolutely incredible. And then to have a Chicago, and again, you know, his life is extraordinary. It's from Dalton to Vatican City via Peru. And I mean, he's an internationalist, right? He's a guy that is a missionary who has spent, you know, half his life in Peru. Pretty extraordinary. I just, it was awe-inspiring to see all of this unfold, and then to finally, I realize I'm a handshake away from the Pope. That's pretty good, given it was day one.
Well, everybody knows probably somebody who knows somebody now who
has a connection to the new
Pope, and that's going to be the fun to see this unfold. And now the wait begins, and people will speculate, when will he come home? Already, you know, the editorial in the Tribune is, when will you be back? When are you coming back here? And that will be an amazing moment.
No doubt about it.
Because it hasn't happened since, when was the last time a Pope visited Chicago?
Well, that was John Paul II.
That would
have been like the 1980, 81, mm-hmm. something like that, I think.
It would be historic. And yesterday was certainly, I think, people kind of grasping the reality that I don't think many people expected. Wasn't he even considered? It was maybe mentioned at the time that he was one of the possibilities. But
I read, there's so many different things out there, David, but I had read a thing basically saying that Pope Francis, there were cardinals from 73 different countries that were promoted during his time as pontiff, Pope Leo was Leo the 14th was apparently promoted twice during his tenure, and that he was also they have the conclave where they're choosing the mm-hmm. Pope, but they don't meet regularly. It's not like they have these let's get a cardinal get together all the time. So the cardinals are all new. They're from 73 different countries. They're all over the world. And as his role is being in charge of the Augustinians, he would travel around the world and meet with bishops and talk about their order, etc. And then when he started working in the Vatican, he was in charge of coordinating cardinal stuff. And all. In other words, he is one. He has traveled the world and met with a lot of these people, and they don't really know each other, but they know him. So there was this. You know, he was known as a kind of on the same spiritual track as Pope Francis, who was a mentor to all of these guys. Like, it was almost like he, just by virtue of his job and his career, he had met and interacted with a lot of people that didn't really know each other, just the way the church is set up. And so many different cardinals from different countries that were incorporated into it during Pope Francis' term.
A lot of great profiles will be written.
Oh, I can't wait.
A lot of connections being made.
But the idea of the guys at a World Series is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's funny because of how quickly the story became the Pope is from America. Oh, the Pope is from Chicago. Oh, he's a Cub fan. No, actually, he's a Sox fan. And then the most viewed story on WGN.com is whether the Pope was a Cubs or a Sox fan. And all of a sudden, sports becomes religion because they're very similar.
It's so funny.
Everything
so
is funny. About his rooting interests.
Didn't the brother say that his mother was
his brother on WGN TV, his mother was a Cub fan. Well, let's listen to his brother clarify
this
things.
This is so great.
Clear up the thing about the Cubs and White Sox.
Yeah, he was never, ever a Cubs fan, so I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan, so I don't know where that all came from. And all the aunts, our mom's family was from the North Side, so that's why they were Cubs fans.
But he rooted for the White Sox.
That's right. But where it came from, I don't know, because he would have been the only one.
I think the term in this context for that, thinking he was a Cub fan and claiming him, would be blasphemous. Blasphemy.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yes.
How about the fact that the mother was a Cub fan and the father was a Cardinals fan. Like, yeah. that's like, there's an old Irish song, you know. My mother, she was, my father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. It's like you're kind of like linking a couple of cultures that you don't really think of together.
Yeah, Cardinals, it was very funny. I love all the background
stories.
It was stories
so funny.
And
how it was great.
It makes him all the more relatable to a lot of people in the city. And that's really cool. So, I think it was the Sox's reaction was classic as well.
Oh, that was so funny. I saw Merck tweet out that they have already sent a jersey with yes. his name on it yes. and a hat.
They did.
And he's always welcome at the ballpark.
And you got to assume, we're making a lot of assumptions here,
right.
but you have faith that he was probably a Bears fan as well.
Well,
probably enjoyed the 85 Bears as much as anybody.
Did he enjoy the Bulls in the 90s? you got to ask.
Yeah.
What about that Blackhawks run? That's so much fun.
It's very funny.
Incredible. It's
good. And these stories, yesterday was one of those things you kept on wanting to learn more. You know, wanting to know more and wanting to find out, oh, there's this connection, there's that connection. And really, as you know, like now – it's just begun to, he'll be even more fascinating as the days unfold.
Oh, it's incredible.
I look forward to,
I never thought in my lifetime I would see an American Pope, let alone a Pope from the South Side. It's just incredible. And we in Chicago can claim him as our own.
It's
hard favorite son.
It's hard to anticipate things like that because the process is shrouded
right.
in such mystery.
Exactly.
And you don't know. It's not like you can say, well, he's going to be a great GM one day, or I can envision him running for president. You don't really know how they elect popes and
people say stuff like that. Oh, that guy should be pope. You know,
yeah,
I mean, come on.
But they say that about any sort of
saying.
Pious young man who looks like he's headed to the priesthood.
I will say
that about you one day.
Cub fan, Sox fan, whatever. This is the ultimate Chicago guy made good.
Yes. This is the ultimate Chicago guy made good. And let's face it, if ever a sports city could use a little divine intervention, it would be Chicago about now.
Wouldn't it be something?
It would be. The teams are struggling right now.
Oh, my.
Teams are struggling.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, we really need a pope. We need a little divine intercession.
Yes, the Cubs need a third baseman. Yes, they need a starting pitcher. Yes, they need some help in the bullpen. Yes, the Sox need a direction. The Blackhawks need a star. The Bulls need something. And the Bears could use a lot, but yes, we need a pope.
That's so crazy.
Let's start with the pope.
It's just, I mean, honestly, from the moment I heard this story, I'm still kind of not over it. I don't know
the
when
pope.
I will be. I keep voraciously reading everything I can. Voraciously reading whatever I can. It's great. It's great. The Pope. The funniest thing I saw, so there's a lot of different, you know, pictures of him in a Sox hat, or they have, like, you know, picture of him as Pope, but he was in front of Brubaker's. I saw a lot of kind of funny people trying to, you know, put different things out there. But I thought...
Jardinera on the communion wafer?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I thought the Onion had a photo of the Pope in a hot dog suit.
Yeah.
They just put a hot dog suit over him. And it says... a Chicago-style pope. Like, it was so funny. It was the dog, I thought of you, and that, you know, who cares
funny.
What you have on your hot dog?
Exactly.
Who cares whether you won't eat one or you like one? It was classic stuff.
Yeah, and the front page of the Sun-Times this morning, the Pope, and then the story from the Second City to Vatican City.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
awesome.
Gonna be, you're going to read
great.
A lot,
stuff.
Learn a lot, yeah. and find yeah. some sort of connection along the way.
No doubt about it. And he will, you know, at some point he'll be back in Chicago.
I would think so.
I would think
he would have
definitely.
To. With his brother, yeah. if his brother
two
lives in New
here.
Lenox,
he's got two brothers.
He's got
here,
another
right?
brother we yeah. have yet to hear from. He's got another brother, I think, down in Florida. Well, there's one in Florida that I saw an interview with, and then there's the
okay.
one from New Lenox that talked to WGN. I'm sure there are other family.
Oh yeah,
extended
it
family.
Looks like a big crew was yeah. standing,
and everybody's going to claim him now.
Oh yeah. He can go to St. Rita And he could follow in the footsteps of JP2 going to Quigley South. It was pretty awesome. It's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun with it. And
it's nice to see Chicago applaud something that the Cardinals did right.
That was another one. There was like a there was a picture of all the Cardinals leaning over a grill, and they were making like sausages and stuff. And then they showed the roof of the Vatican with the white smoke coming out. It was a Chicago barbecue.
That was great.
It was great, man. It was just the whole thing. And it's not blasphemous. We're just having fun with it. And the whole Cubs Sox thing is so funny. And the whole sports connection,
especially when
is awesome.
Next week the Sox play the Cubs.
Yes.
So that could be the Papal Series.
There you go.
You need a name for it.
Maybe he'll come in for it.
That throughout the first pitch.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
That would be hilarious.
Love to see it. Great stuff. And we got all sorts of news, I mean, Joel Quenneville back in the NHL, that is a huge Chicago story. Cade Horton coming up to make his debut on Saturday
in New York. I'm glad we talked about it all week because there are pros and cons, and the Cubs did what we, I think, expected them to do.
Right.
I wouldn't have been surprised, I suppose, had they not, but this was the thing that made the most sense. It's the most practical solution right now. There's a lot riding on it. We'll talk about it. But that was big news yesterday. That was upstaged by the bigger news internationally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. No question about it. But that's great stuff that's going on that we're going to be able to pick apart and talk about. And there's good sports stories.
Well, there's
all
NBA
weekend.
Playoffs last night.
The NHL
playoffs last night.
That'd all be continuing all weekend.
The Oilers win in overtime, so they keep rolling. They're up 2-0 in that series. If you're paying attention to my picks, Leafs and Oilers, yes,
all,
I am.
It's all anyone's.
You mean Barkley's picks?
Yeah, your stolen picks. That's all we'll be talking about.
Oh, now I stole them from Barkley. Yeah,
I love. Okay. I love that you made your picks and then you cursed them after Barkley made the same picks.
I doubted them.
Of course.
But now I don't doubt them.
No, you've
now
seen
I feel
it
pretty
enough.
Good about them. Although the playoffs
seems
are
pretty wide open.
Delivering.
Yeah.
The Sox were a hard game to stomach yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, that wasn't.
But
too
you were
good.
Happily distracted from that.
Well, I mean, I couldn't help but notice they were shut out again. I don't know if anyone's paying attention to such things, but.
I hope somebody's paying attention to such
things. I don't
things.
Think they are. I don't. I hope that His Holiness is not paying any attention to that. He doesn't need the distraction. We don't want to drag him down.
But they could use some prayer.
Oh, they need a lot of it. They need, as you say, divine intervention. Just in terms of putting a team together, for God's sake, what are they doing? I mean, it doesn't make an ounce of sense, anything they're doing.
Bears are putting their team together up at Lake Forest today. Rookie mini camp. That's always a thing. They signed their rookies to contracts.
Oh, I saw the contracts. I saw
no
the numbers.
No drama this year.
I saw the numbers. There's still a couple guys they haven't signed, right?
Yeah, but the big ones.
Five of the eight.
Most of them are done.
But I wonder, and you see the numbers. Who's going to be throwing the ball in minicamp? Do we know? We still because they added a couple of guys, but they didn't add a quarterback.
Austin, there's a list. There's a list. Austin, I saw it yesterday.
There's
two arms.
There are.
There
okay.
are one is a kid out of, I want to say, Kentucky, and one of them, it didn't even say. It's like
Tim Couch?
Yeah, I did see those names. I didn't recognize the names,
okay.
but I can tell you the Bajancy was not on that list.
No, he can't be.
He's not allowed to be. Huh?
Yeah. You're not allowed to be. No. If you're at a certain experience level after certain.
Gosh, that's weird.
It is. And this is his third year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be making $1 million.
You said that before. That's just hard
what happened
to
that Reed guy?
Austin Reed should be there. I think he can because I don't think he's accrued enough service time.
Yeah.
So he'll probably be there.
He hasn't played. I mean, he's just
no. I don't think so. I think his parents are in town to watch him practice. It's like they work for Hard Knocks.
But who knows what the rules are? The NFL strange rules. It'll be fun though. It'll be fun to just see. You'll hear from the coaches as well, right?
We're going to hear from the coaches this weekend, the coordinators
good.
This
yes.
weekend,
yes,
and maybe even Pope Leo.
I don't think he's commenting.
We already
on the
heard
Bears.
From the Pope.
Yeah, we heard from him yesterday. We'll hear from him again. He hasn't really done his Chicago sports sit down. I hope you're on the phone, Dustin, because you think about it. Like, what could be better for the Pope than jumping on at, like, whatever it would be there now?
The timing might work out.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what my point is.
The joys of morning radio.
Yeah. For him, it'd be like.
It's afternoon. It's Friday afternoon in Italy.
Yeah. Hey, how about a little lunchtime chat?
Mm-hmm. Ask him what he thinks of Caleb. Bear season, give his predictions if it's better than Dustin's.
Is this the one time, though, that being the radio home of the Cubs will work against us?
Hmm. Oh, look at you.
No, I didn't think of it that way.
I don't think so. I think you know, I don't think you're allowed to say, you know, I'm only a Sox fan, you know, to hell with the Cubs. I don't think you're supposed to say that at all.
No,
I think if you do, that could lead to some real horrors. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like you have to
say. But it's the kind of thing a Southside guy would say. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
If you say that, 10 Hail Marys, 2 Hurt Fathers.
Now that is blasphemous to suggest something like
that. Ask him what you think of Tim Elko. See if you want to bring him up.
He might have a thought.
So
Austin Reed is part of it, so is Matthew Downing. So Matthew Downing is from Elon.
Who?
Musk?
Elon. College down in North Carolina.
Oh, I thought it was Elon Musk.
No.
They apparently grabbed this guy off the streets of Carolina, threw him into a van, and brought him up here.
To throw the ball to Luther Bird in the third?
Well, here's a question, since David, I'm glad you know these rules. So Luther Burden III is one of the guys that has not signed his rookie deal. So how does that work?
They're participate.
Like Ozzie also is not signed.
But they can participate in rookie mini camps and
such. But
I mean,
is there like an insurance policy? I mean, just saying, how does that work?
Well, Caleb Williams participated last year in the rookie mini camps, but he did not have his contract. Right. So it happens all the time. It's kind of an expectation. Yeah, they're protected.
And
that
the tight end is not going to participate,
right? He's still recovering.
He's not going to talk.
Yeah, he was drafted.
I saw a photo of him walking in the building.
Yeah, he was walking into the building. Why did you roll your eyes?
Well,
Dustin?
It goes back to the idea of the Bears drafting pre-injured players, right?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Is that not a narrative?
Roll your eyes.
It has been a narrative. Yeah, I don't think that his shoulder injury or surgery was deemed to be that serious.
But it was. But
it was corrective and maintenance.
He will be ready for.
Well, I guess he. We will not see him participate, though.
His feet will not
be on the grass, as we.
No.
Like to
no.
Say.
Well, he may wander about and say hello to his fellow rookies, but no, I don't believe he's playing any football this
week. I think
he's
attending the rodeo on Saturday night.
Is it his job to like take the rookies out since he's the highest paid rookie and has signed his contract? Does he have to like do like a rookie?
I don't know. What protocol
I think you're supposed to wait and see who makes the team.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need to buy Austin Reed or Matthew Downing a steak this weekend?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I think Caleb still has to buy Austin Reed steak.
Will Caleb be around?
No.
No.
I was just making a joke.
Is he like allowed in the building or is
he's on whose dime?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Last I saw him, he was down in Miami on a yacht partying.
Oh. You saw that then,
whose
huh?
party? Whose boat?
Not quite sure.
Thought he stayed at home and did Legos.
Apparently not. He's living his best life.
You can do Lego on a yacht. Many of us have. No one here. No one that we know. All right. But I'm sure there are some very rich young yacht riders that have Legos. All right. We've got the pick six. We're going to pick apart all the stories of the day, and we're going to have some fun with it. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What's your take on the new Pope? Growing up on the south side of Chicago, the Cubs claimed him as a Cub fan, but his brother told WGN he's a Sox fan. How did the pontiff get elected without declaring? Do you imagine he's a Bears, Bulls, or Blackhawks fan as well?
I love this is the first question.
I got to tell you, I mean, it is such a kick that we have a Pope from Chicago. It's just phenomenal. And I hope he's a fan of all Chicago teams and all Chicago sports. I mean, when you just stop and think about it, like the papacy's been around a long time. We've never had a baseball fan who was a pope. No pope would ever know anything about baseball. And the fact that he just grew up where he grew up in Dalton.
They don't play baseball in Poland.
But he played in Little League. And I'm just saying, it's like, you know, Karol Wojtyła, Pope John Paul II, was famously a soccer goalie.
Yes.
So, I mean, we have seen athletic people move into leadership in various places. But it's just extraordinary to me that there's a guy from Chicago that is now the Pope. And I think it's great for Chicago. I think it's great for America. I think it's great for Catholicism. I think it's going to help the church in this country. And this guy, by all accounts, is pretty progressive and is going to keep doing the good work that Pope Francis was up to. So, I mean, I'm tickled pink. I think it's awesome. I love it.
I agree, Mully. I was thrilled to hear this. He was slightly on the radar when they were kind of handicapping this thing, if you will. I mean, you could place a bet.
He was a long shot.
Right.
I mean,
he was 66-1
good,
in
good
England.
Good price.
Did you get him?
English
did you get him for that,
66-1. I did not. I thought it was, you know, listen, that's something that I decided not to bet on. You know, I will bet on two drops of rain on a pane of glass, but I was not going to bet who was going to be our next pope. You know, got the news, texted with the family, got the DVR rolling, wanted to see the reaction, in the square, and wanted to hear him speak. I'm really excited, and I think it will at least be a burst to Catholicism here, especially in Chicago. I think, you know, it's a good thing. My kids are into going to church, and I think this is a good thing, and I'm excited. I'm kind of surprised, though, that the Cubs have not taken down the tweet. I don't get it. I mean, it's okay. I sent a piece of audio. I don't know if I sent it to the group, but I know I sent it to Brandon off of ABC National News, their reporter talking about the fact that the Pope was indeed a Cubs fan. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame the Cubs. They just got a little over their skis, as we like to say.
Well, my initial input, I swear to God, I thought, could I fly to Rome? Could I get like a weekend in Rome and just celebrate and go to church? And yeah, I mean, I really felt compelled
to
like rush there.
Interesting call. You felt a calling, right?
I mean, much more so than priesthood, Sam.
Well, what a tremendously giddy day in Chicago. No doubt about it. I love all of the enthusiasm. It was a day, kind of everything else was overshadowed by this huge news. A international story that was easy to localize, the easiest one. And yeah, you talk about the ultimate Chicago guy made good, from the second city to Vatican City, all the things, all the fun and all the jokes and all the memes and all the social media joy. Twitter has never been a more joyful place than it was yesterday. Usually you go there and you see all the rancor and negativity, but not yesterday. And you talk about a rebuild. You talk about to apply a sports analogy, this is how you galvanize a fan base. This is how you get Catholics going back to church in America. You talk about Dustin mentioning his daughters, you mentioning wanting to go to Rome. This has all kinds of possibility. We said bringing people back to the church just because of that enthusiasm they felt yesterday. There are a lot of sports and religion comparisons that are apt, because sports to many people is religion. So it was 5 minutes before we heard the news, before someone was asking, well, is he a Cub or a Sox fan? And that dominated the conversation the rest of the day. You know he was a Bears fan. He had to have been. His age, he's 69 years old. You know, when he was a young man, the Bears were winning a Super Bowl. If he was a Sox fan, he was rooting for the Bears. You got to believe that, right?
What year was he born? I mean, 55?
55.
So in 63, they won a title.
He was a teenager.
I'm just saying.
That was his formative years.
Yeah.
He probably prayed for the Bears to win in 63. So this is a great story, and it's going to be a lot of fun just to talk about all of the connections.
Pick six.
If the Pope ever does participate in any type of Chicago sports event in his hometown, what will the first occasion be?
I cannot believe we're double.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Put down a Pope question.
Okay.
Well, how many Pope questions were submitted by both of you?
I'm so happy.
Bless you, Dustin.
Yes.
Bless you.
Go and be a fisherman.
Because this is fun to consider. All right. Well, will he be at the first Bears game? Probably not. Will you throw out the first pitch for the Sox this summer? That's pretty quick turnaround. I doubt it. Can he get to the NBA draft lottery Monday night and replace Matas as the Bulls representative? They could use some help when you only have 1.7% chance. At first, before yesterday, I thought the Bulls had no shot. Now, I'm rethinking everything. Maybe they have a pipeline. Maybe some divine intervention. I don't know what my guess is none of the above. He won't be throwing out a first pitch. Popes don't throw out a first pitch. Popes don't throw out first pitches. What's he going to do? They're going to pick him up in the Popemobile, like out of the bullpen? Wheel him onto the mound so he can throw out the first pitch? No. I think that's fun to consider, but he's not going to do any of that stuff, is he?
He looks fit enough to throw out the first pitch.
He does.
Just saying.
Well, in that picture that he at the 2005 World Series, he looked like he was locked in, too.
Yeah.
So the White Sox have already sent a jersey with his name on it and a hat. It's on the way to Rome. I mean, it's pretty amazing, right? I do, in all seriousness.
Yeah, it is considered they can't get Tim Elko from Charlotte to Chicago. They can get a jersey out
to busy.
Vatican City.
They're busy. They haven't gotten this much good press in how long? When do you expect him to come to America? And when do you expect it?
I would doubt it would be his first trip. I would think that there would be certain things that need to be done and
more pressing issues.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I will say when he comes, I think whatever season we are in, I think he will go. I mean, it seemed like sports were a big part of his childhood and he still pays attention to it. So I think he will, when he comes, I think it's all going to depend on what sport, what season we are in, and I think he will show up. I think he will.
I think Dustin, that he will come here and fill a football stadium.
On his own, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Like, I don't think it's about, cheering.
Or,
I mean, if we're being honest about it.
Yeah, yeah. But can you imagine if he's throwing out the first pitch? There'd be 50,000 people probably wanting to flock in. Just to be around it.
The rate would have a sellout.
I got a friend of mine, Billy Johnson. Billy and I went to high school together, and he went to Villanova. And so we were exchanging some stuff about him being at Villanova. And I couldn't help but think, like, if the Ramblers can't get Jalen Brunson from their own backyard or the Pope, then what are they doing? What are they up to? How do you lose out on a couple of guys like that?
How about we have a sister Jean and Pope meeting?
That would be
a summit.
A summit. That'd be great.
A Chicago spiritual summit.
I was once at St. Peter's for Easter, and Mother Teresa was there with John Paul II. That was pretty spectacular.
Did Mother Teresa ask you where you were from, or if you were from?
No, he did.
If you were from America, and you said, no, I'm from Chicago.
That is a true story. That was I am blessed enough to have met
Pope
John Paul II twice. I met him once at Quigley when he came to our high school, and then I was in Rome, and we had an audience. And I'm, it was awful, I think, because I'm like leaning over, grabbing the guy by the arm. And the week before we had gone, some nuns went at him with scissors and were cutting up his gown to try to get, like, you know, saint vestiges. It was crazy. So the security was like extra tight. And I'm like leaning over. I've got him by the elbow and I'm shaking his hand and I have a photo of it. I'm so happy. And the man looks at me and says, "Where are you from? America." And I swear to God, I forgot he could speak English. And I thought I was hearing, like, I don't know, but I
being
heard
spoken
myself,
to from above.
With all I could have said to him, all the questions you have, or there, I said, "No, Chicago." And then he just kept going, and I'm like, "Oh!" Like the next photo would be me like, "God, like, what an idiot! How do you blow that moment?"
But you had a story forever then.
Oh, but it was a dumb one. It was. It's not a proud story. Anyway,
wait, that's go a good Pope. Question.
Go Pope.
The Pope.
It was on billboards yesterday, digital billboards.
Of course.
I mean,
of course.
What kind of statement did the Cubs make by calling up Kate Horton to pitch Saturday night against the Mets in New York? Why do you think they ultimately made this decision now? What would represent a good start for Horton?
I find this fascinating. I think that there has been talk. I heard John Morasi on the afternoon show yesterday say that he wonders if they will have an opener because the opening of that Mets lineup is so good, it's conceivable that they would want to have Chris Flexen open the game and then have Kate Horton come in. I kind of hope he gets his own start, but if that's the way they want to play it, then, you know, bravo, because you want him to definitely get through a couple of times, and I don't know if you want him going through it three times. So if they have an opener, maybe he gets two times after that, and he can get a little bit later into the game. But I mean, you're looking for the same thing you're always looking for, which is five or six innings, right? And you want to have him strike out more than he walks. I think he's been having a problem with walking some people, according to what Morasi was saying. But I fully expect to see him with the good stuff, and I think that we'll see him go. I'm going to say just for the sake of this this moment, I'll say five innings with five hits allowed. And maybe four strikeouts, and that's it. I'll take that, and I'd run like a thief in the knife.
Yeah, I think
maybe one earned run.
Yeah, four innings, five. Two. I think, what do you think, 55, probably 60 at the most, the pitch count?
70.
I don't know if he gets that.
Get to 70.
All right. Why did they do it? Because if not now, when? We've talked about it. If not now, when? And I think Tommy Hotovy made a really good point. I think it was pregame Wednesday, talking about it could be even harder to make your debut at Wrigley, even though this is New York. Like, just it's hard. It's the major leagues. It's going to be a big deal no matter what. But people, you talk to people who know this guy, they talk about the guy is like cool as a cucumber. He's made big starts in the College World Series. So he's been in big moments as you can be in the, you know, collegiate growing up level. He's pitched in college. I'm just saying, and it's going to be different, of course.
It will be.
But I mean, it's something, right? It's something.
Yes.
It's not nothing. So again, if not now, when? And again, good, no bullpen day. And then what was all this? There was also, like, I don't know if it was asked this way or who suggested it, but like, that Chris Flexen would start Saturday night?
That's a possibility, according to John Morasi.
He'd be the opener.
I know, but I, you know, with all due respect, did Morasi bring that up, or was he asked, is that a possibility? That's what
He brought it up.
He brought it up,
yeah.
Unsolicited.
He said he'd heard that.
No, that's
But
dumb.
Did you hear what I just said? They want him to be able to stay in the game. And his idea was if he didn't have to pitch to the first three guys three times, he might be able to go longer in the game.
But you're getting him out of what he's used to do, and all we hear, every time I say that this or that or should have happened, I'm reminded, well, that's not how it usually works. He usually does this. He usually does that. I mean, keep him like he normally does. Warm him up, get him out there. Let's see what happens.
Cade Horton is a number one prospect in your organization. He's 23 years old. He's 3 months older than Caleb Williams. He is no shrinking violet. He is up for this moment. He was made for this moment. If he is going to be the guy you think can be your ace on a team that's going to go deep into October for years to come, this is a good place to start him. There's no bad place to start him. It is the major leagues, whether you're at Citi Field in New York or Wrigley Field against the Marlins. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to manage that anxiety at some point in time. And the time's now because the urgency exists. I'm glad the Cubs responded this way. I don't care how long it took them to announce it. I don't care what they did in terms of deliberating it. This is the right move at the right time. They need to win this series. It's not a must-win. We're talking about a first-place team in early May. These aren't must-win games. It's not a must-win series, but you'd like to get back on track, and starting Cade Horton is a step in that direction. He is the right guy to replace Shota Imanaga in the rotation. 5 innings, 75 pitches, 1 run, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. That's what I want to see. I think he's capable of doing that, and I think the Cubs did the right thing.
Terrific question. Need to get that answer. Don't have it for you today.
Voice of Bruce Levine is with you at 9 this morning. Will the White Sox win the series against the Marlins at home? How will the Cubs fare in New York against the Mets?
No, the Sox won't win the series at home. The Marlins are going to come in here, take 2 out of 3. I hope the Sox win tonight. I hope Tim Elko is in the lineup. I don't have confidence in either prediction. I think they lose 2 out of 3. The Cubs go into Citi Field, and they do win 2 out of 3. They're going to hit. They're going to pitch. They're going to finally catch ground balls and throw to the right base. So they had a little bit of a blip against the Giants, but I think they go into Citi Field and they win 2 out of 3.
I predicted the Cubs would take 2 of 3 on the Fly the W podcast yesterday. We'll see if I was right or wrong. As far as the Sox, I mean, you got the fifth place, the worst team in the National League East taking on the worst team in the American League Central. You know, something's got to give. Let's hope they win a game.
Let's
right?
hope they score a run.
Just having some fun with it. Okay, if the Pope is a Sox fan, the Pope will pray that they get one win.
Yeah, I don't think that's connected.
Is that blasphemous?
You know, I think
absolutely.
I think a lot of we're trying to have some fun and we're kind of talking about stuff. I don't think you're supposed to be saying that kind of thing. But I mean, a lot of stuff we've said we shouldn't say. But I mean, I don't know what blasphemy is anymore. I think we're just trying to have fun, and I think we're happy about it.
I was trying to have
fun
for
the
record.
And you meant it in a
very joking manner.
Yes, so I don't consider it blasphemy. You go and sin no more. I would say that the White Sox they can't score runs at all. I get it. It's harder on the road than at home, but they can't score runs, and then when it comes time to win, they can't win. So they have matched last year's start. They've matched the worst start in baseball history. So I have very little faith in them. I think the Cubs can win this series. I think I'd be happy if they won 2 games in this series, but I think they might win 1 game in this series.
These are concerns and questions that people are asking.
What's your reaction to the Anaheim Ducks hiring former Blackhawks coach Joe Quenneville as their new coach? Quenneville's been out of hockey since 2021 after resigning as the Panthers coach in a fallout of a loss firm report that detailed how the Blackhawks organization failed to address allegations by former player Kyle Beach that he was sexually assaulted by video coach Brad Aldrich during the 2010 Stanley Cup run. Quenneville was cleared to return to the NHL nearly a year ago.
Over nearly 4 years, I've taken time to reflect, to listen to experts and advocates, and educate myself on the realities of abuse, trauma, and how to be a better leader. I hope others can learn from my inaction. I've spoken to Kyle more than once, including this morning. I've apologized to him and expressed how much I regret not following up and taking action. I had to be more aggressive at that time. I fully understand and accept that those who question my return to the league. I know words aren't enough. I will demonstrate my actions that I am a man of character. We'll be a team this community can be proud of, both on and off the ice.
Your reaction?
I can't get past one thing, which is, I believe it was last July, they made him eligible to participate again in the NHL. So I felt that he would be hired in the last cycle, to be honest with you, just because of the way they said that you could hire him. And I thought someone would hire him. And it just goes back to the same thing when you're trying to find a coach and you're looking for who the leader is. He addressed this. He came out. That was the first thing he said. He went right to the heart of the matter. And he should. And, it's a big deal. But the very fact that they made him eligible to be a head coach in the NHL was almost condoning his return, okay? Whether anyone wants to look at it that way or not, if the guy was still suspended, he wouldn't have been hired. But they said, okay, enough time has been served. He's now eligible to be a head coach, and here's a team that wants a head coach. I'm not in any way bypassing or forgiving any transgressions that were committed. And certainly, the worst thing about this is that Brad Aldrich went on to commit crimes against, young people that were not protected because the Blackhawks were more concerned with how their team looked and how people perceived them than whether they were protecting a player or protecting a community. So I don't forgive any of that, but I do think that the minute that they made the decision that he was eligible, he was going to be selected because he's a really good coach.
This one's really tricky for me personally. The league, as you pointed out, Mully, and I think it's an excellent point, is that they said he's eligible to return. The NHL made him ineligible, and now he is eligible. Stan Bowman, David, I know you're going to know the answer. Stan Bowman got a job first.
The Oilers.
He's the Oilers, but I don't know if everybody in Chicago and Black Stan Bowman got a job basically the day after he was allowed to get a job again. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a couple other people on that totem pole, if you will, of hierarchy that are still not working in hockey. Right? The league says he can work. But I think it's always like, if you pause during the cycle before and decided, it's not the right time, what's changed that now it's the right time? And second chances are a big thing, and I believe in second chances, but this one's really tough.
Well, it's complicated. Certainly, it's emotional, and I respect everybody who believes that this was a terrible decision, and they never wanted to see Joe Quenneville behind the glass again. I'm not one of those people. I think that he has served a penalty, and he has been out of the league for a while. I don't think that a lifetime ban made sense to me. He sounded contrite. He's going to sound contrite. That was a powerful statement. It was full of introspection. It was full of contrition. And frankly, I think it was full of humility. Did somebody else write it for him? Maybe. But I do think he delivered it from the heart. And I do believe him, because he now not only has an opportunity to prove that the work he did on himself actually made him into a different person, to look at things differently. Now he has an obligation to do that with the Anaheim Ducks, with a young team. And he spoke about being able to protect those players, to be able to speak. He spoke in a way that he never spoke before, because things have been made aware to him that he never really considered before. What happened during his watch in Chicago was despicable. And some people will never forgive or forget, and that is okay. The league has, and he has a right to seek a job, and the Ducks have a right to employ him. I don't think he was going to some of these other teams that are contenders, because I don't think they wanted to bring that baggage into their organization. This is a different scenario in Anaheim, because I think they need that structure. They want that discipline. And Joe Quenneville is, regardless of everything we just discussed and all the complications and emotions that he brings to his next job, He's the second winningest head coach in NHL history. Right. He will make an impact on this team, and he will make an impact on these young lives. And it sounds like he's committed to making that a positive impact this time.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
Would you like to see the Bears sign defensive end Javion Clowney, who was released by the Panthers yesterday? Carolina is the sixth team the former number one overall pick has played for in the last 7 years. It's already been linked with the Lions, the Commanders, the Giants. Would it be a nice finishing piece for your Bears?
Understand the question. It's an obvious one. They need help on the edge. I'd rather see Austin Booker take those snaps than Jadeveon Clowney. Did you remember that one big hit he had in college when South Carolina, he hit that Michigan guy? He doesn't even have a double-digit sack season in all of his NFL career. I know he's been productive lately, but I just don't know at 32 years old if this is something you're going to necessarily be clamoring for or looking too hard at if you're Ryan Poles. I would take a pass.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about these kind of things all the time. Why is he on his sixth team and now his seventh team? Injuries, locker room. You know, he has all the tools, but I think this is when you're a guy away from playing for a championship. And even, you know, the blue and orange Kool-Aid drinker that I am, I've got him at 10 wins. And I don't think that Clowney gets him to 11.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, he basically will get you 5.5 sacks. Pretty much gets 5.5 sacks every year. And, you know, could that be the difference in winning or losing, having a winning season or a losing season? I don't know what kind of money he's looking for. I know that he'd be likely a one-year guy because that's kind of where his career is going now. He's 32 years old, so he's on the back end of it. If I determined that I was short one player, that's a pretty good player to have. If you also wind up, you know, behind the Commanders, if you wind up with the Lions doing something, I just think, why wouldn't you look into it? Why not know where he's going, what the money is, and I'd make a call, no question about it. I just think anything that can help. And I wouldn't want to spend my last dollar on it or prevent something else from happening. But I think the guy has had a career, and I think he's a solid kind of rank-and-file guy. And for a year, maybe he helps you. Who knows? Hmm. Maybe you help develop those players. I don't know. But I would totally make a call. All right, that is the pick six. We got the extra point next. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What are you most looking forward to this weekend in sports? Are you already clearing time for Cade Horton, the NBA, the NHL, a potential winnable series for the White Sox? What will drive your weekend watch?
Well, I'm going to be at the Sox game tonight. I'm doing...
Bragger.
I'm telling you that you asked. That's the question.
You're working there. Oh, you're not staying.
Okay. I'm going to the Sox game tonight. Fact or fiction?
Oh,
fact.
I thought you were flashing your card again and getting in.
That really bugs Dustin.
No, but I love it. I'm
will
just
be
jealous.
Wearing a cardigan.
Yeah, we're doing the shows from Wright Field tonight. Looking forward to that. CHSN.
How many innings?
That's a good question. That's a good question because I usually stay for a couple, but I don't know that I'll stay for the whole thing. But I hope the Sox win the series. I'm just skeptical that they will. I am all about the NHL playoffs. I cannot not watch. Every night is so much fun that I can't go to bed on time. It's bugging me, but I love it because, like last night, I saw the Oilers coming back, and I didn't see the overtime. But anyway, I watched some NHL playoffs. But this weekend is, from a sports perspective, I think Cade Horton is that's a big start. I can talk about how ready he is for the moment. We can talk about what it means to the Cubs short term and long term. But I do think it's significant, potentially significant, because I know we're going to come in here Monday morning, and if he goes six scoreless, I'm going to be over my skis. And I'm going to feel like I'm going to be debating, and I'm going to submit a question. If he does that, will Cade Horton pitch game one or two of the National League playoffs? Is he a game one or two starter? That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. The NBA playoffs have delivered. The NHL, as I said, is great. But I definitely think that the Cubs and Cade Horton, and their ability to win two out of three in New York is what I'm looking forward to.
I've got an extremely packed weekend. First of all, congratulations to the seniors at York. Today's their last day, so onward and upward to them. I will have the DVR fired up as soon as I get home today. I am pre-setting it because I don't want to forget. Also, thank goodness for the Odyssey app, because I will have Pat, Ron, and Zach in my pocket, because also the DeForest Dancers have a big competition in Schaumburg. So I will be in Schaumburg all weekend. And what else is this weekend? Mother's Day.
That's right.
You got to take care of all the moms in your lives. So let me be the first to say thank you and happy Mother's Day to all of you. So my attention, David, along with yours, is on Cade Horton. It's a huge start. So I'll have the DVR fired up. I'll have Pat, Ron, and Zach in my pocket with the Odyssey app. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there are a lot of things I want to see, but I would say the, you know, I'm a big man for a ginger debut, and Cade Horton making his debut in New York, start spreading the word.
Does he have red hair?
Did we not look at him?
Yeah, I think he does.
He's a Cubs prospect, right? Don't they all? They have this kind of like group effort to be like Zach.
They do.
No, that's the one I'm looking forward to. Yes. I'm looking forward to Cade Horton more than anything else. This weekend, I will be choosing and picking, and I will be watching a lot of sports. But as Dustin tells us, there are a lot of people with big events going on over the weekend. So congratulations to all the graduates, especially to Delaney for accomplishing what she's done in her high school career. And yes, the mothers, for God's sake, make a reservation and take your wife out to brunch. Isn't that what we all must do? And our girls are coming. I think my son is not going to make it back from school.
Yeah, a lot of people giving thanks for on this Sunday. Great mothers.
No
and
question.
The Pope.
And the Pope. I like the Pope.
Everybody likes the Pope.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Pope.
What a great day for the city of Chicago. Yeah, I was born in Chicago. It is thrilling. And a couple of things. Pope Leo the 14th was born on the south side of Chicago. If Lindsay's reporting is true, and I trust it is, he is a Cubs fan on the south side. That tells you one thing. He's tough, because it is not easy to be a Cubs fan on the south side of Chicago.
Clear up the thing about the Cubs and White Sox.
Yeah, he was never, ever a Cubs fan, so I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan, so I don't know where that all came from. And all the aunts, our mom's family was from North Side, so that's why they were Cubs fans.
But he rooted for the White Sox.
That's right. But where it came from, I don't know, because he would have been the only one.
When we're in the stands, we make those rafters ring. All through the season, you will hear us sing. Let's all go, White Sox. Chicago's proud of you.
Something that's your favorite church hymn.
Mully and Haw on the Score. That was yesterday's big news. Not that an American had been elected to the papacy. Pope Leo the 14th, the first ever American pope. But a Chicagoan, a Southsider, and he's tough because he likes the Cubs. I don't think that necessarily follows if you grow up on the South Side.
Not when he's a Sox fan. His brother cleared that up to WGN.
His brother said, I don't know where that got
The original report was on ABC Network News.
Yeah.
And so it was quickly corrected locally by people, by a reporter who talked to the brother. And good for WGN for clearing things up, because that was a question all day. And that was one of the first things people in Chicago, sports fans in Chicago, wondered.
And later in the day, the Chicago Sun-Times got a photo of the future Pope at the 2005 World Series.
Yes.
And he's dressed in black.
Yes, he's dressed in black.
As priests do.
Good guys wear black.
But he was wearing Sox gear.
Yes, he was Sox gear. And let's face it, okay, so that was in 2005. But in 2025, we can all agree that the Sox kind of need the Pope more than the Cubs.
Oh, the Sox.
They need the prayers.
Honestly, I'm not even sure the Pope can help.
I'm not even sure.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
That's a big job.
That is really
a big job.
That is a really, difficult situation.
A challenge.
But that's a little shot in the arm. That's a little, you know.
No doubt about it. It's
South
fun.
Southside guy grew up as a Sox fan.
Yeah, it's fun
not
to
a
see.
Shocker.
Because of this little, we're having fun because of the sports link to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sports and religion are more intertwined than we maybe care to realize sometimes.
What do we have are we going to play the apology from ABC News?
I'm not sure they did apologize. I'm not sure they did correct.
Is there an apology?
No.
Dustin, where's the apology?
I'm not sure the Cubs have even taken that off their Twitter feed yet.
The Cubs still believe
it. They put it on the marquee. They maybe are still hopeful.
On the network?
No.
Oh.
Maybe I'm not
maybe
sure
that too.
I'm not sure if they put it on the network.
But that's really good news. Yeah, the new Pope is a fan of your sports franchise. Come throughout the first pitch. Let's go have a party. Come on.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Send him a jersey, establish a link.
Yes.
Communicate, have a relationship, build the relationship. Maybe there already is one we're unaware of, but you know what? I would not hold my breath on that one, the first pitch thing. I wouldn't. I think it's fun to consider what he would do if he were to come to Chicago and have time for a sporting event, but he is the Pope.
I know.
He is the Pope, Molly.
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know that he's got a lot of...
I mean, if you believe... if you're a Catholic as I am, then you believe he's going to make the right call no matter what.
Yes, I know.
Whether he throws it out
or
he doesn't.
You have the faith. You have the faith. It is...
Infallible is the word, I believe.
It's the infallibility of the Pope is a thing.
But that's about matters of religious connotation.
But
I don't
you
know
brought
that it
up.
Includes
the,
don't, sports
you can't,
fandom.
You can't bring something up and then mansplain infallibility to me.
Okay? I wrestle with it.
You wrestle with it. Yeah.
You know, I believe it was the theologian Lord Acton who once said, of the papacy, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
That's a good poll.
That was about
that's a good memory.
The papacy.
It definitely was about the papacy. Yes, you remember
but
that.
This is different.
But it's not going to corrupt Southside Bob.
No.
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 Or Pope Leo.
No. Pope Leo, Southside Bob. I love this.
Sorry.
I love this. No, it's the funniest darn thing. I nearly said a bad word.
Don't
I've
say
ever
a bad
heard.
Word.
I never would cuss.
You're cleaning
with
up your language now,
you
aren't
know,
you?
You know. You know. I'm on my best behavior.
You are on your best behavior. I'm impressed.
Yes.
This was a historic day. This was a huge day for the city of Chicago. Yes, this is a sports talk station. We're going to get to Cade Horton. We're going to get to Bears minicamp. We're going to get to all of those things. But it is fun to discuss and to
you're darn tootin'.
Look at how big of a deal this was yesterday.
It's a really big deal. And, again, I think for all – anybody from Chicago, you can feel a connection, right? Because you grew up in the same place that the Pope did. It's pretty awesome.
If you've ever had Aurelio's pizza.
That's right.
Aurelio's pizza. It is the sauce.
That's it.
It's the sauce.
There you go. No,
because he was there last summer visiting.
Last summer, they got a photo of him at the original spot with the whole crew.
Great story in the Tribune. Like, there are going to be great stories in the Sun-Times, I'm sure. But a great story about his visit here last summer, his background, how everybody knew that this was a man of integrity when he was playing church in the streets.
Mount Carmel man Brandon wants us to break.
Oh!
He doesn't want to. No more
no.
Pope talk.
No more Pope talk.
Talk sports.
Talk more hockey.
You don't know the Pope. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.